This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Well, many of us can't be where we want to be this Christmas or celebrate the holiday with the friends and family we hope to be with. But no matter where you are and whether you're with friends, family, or alone today, we hope you enjoy the music we're going to present. First, we go into our archive for this 2005 holiday concert by jazz singer Rebecca Kilgore. We like her so much, we've had her perform several times on the show. In the Wall Street Journal, Will Friedwald described Kilgore as the living embodiment of the hippest singers of the big band era. She's made over 50 albums, including solo albums, albums with Dave Frischberg, and with the Rebecca Kilgore Quartet, which was formerly known as BED. The trombonist from the quartet, Dan Barrett, joined her for this performance, along with Italian pianist Rossano Sportiello. Dan, Rossano, Becky, welcome all of you to Fresh Air. Becky, you've chosen some songs that I'm confident will be new, Christmas songs that will be new to most of our listeners, even though they are very old songs. But I'd like to start with a familiar one, one that happens to be one of my favorites. Would you introduce it for us?
Sure. It's also one of my favorites. It's from a 1944 movie, Meet Me in St. Louis. It was sung by Judy Garland. And let's dedicate it to Hugh Martin. He co-wrote it with Ralph Blaine. It's so pretty. It's called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
When the steeple bells sound their A, they don't play it in tune, but the welkin will ring one day, and that day will be soon. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow.
That was a beautiful rendition of that. Thank you, Becky. Rossano Sportiello is at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. It's funny how some of the most beautiful Christmas songs are the sad ones.
Yes, it is a sad song, but that's part of the bittersweet pathos of the season.
Becky, is Christmas a good time for a singer? Do you look forward to having to sing all the Christmas songs?
Sure. You get to bring out your old friends from the previous last year, songs that you haven't had a chance to sing all year, and people really resonate with them, so it's a lot of fun.
I'd like to really just go around the room for a second and ask you all to name a song that you really love from Christmas and a song that you're really tired of or you think is really musically trite and you wish it would be put aside for a good many years. Dan, you want to start?
Well, I guess my favorite would be O Little Town of Bethlehem. I remember when I was first starting to play trombone, and my friends and I would get together and play all of the old traditional Christmas carols with a brass choir walking around the neighborhood, and that was a particular favorite of mine. Little Town of Bethlehem. I'm not sure that I have any least favorites, because when Christmas comes around, I kind of like all of the songs. I get sentimental. In fact, I'm so sentimental, I even like the Chipmunk song.
Rosanna, do you hear a lot of these songs in Italy?
Yes, but, you know, I'm sorry for Rebecca, but I should say that my favorite Christmas song is just Jingle Bells. You know, because I'm a fan of Fats Waller, and he recorded that playing that stride. Fantastic, you know.
How true.
That's why.
Becky, do you have a favorite song and one you'd like to see retired?
I'm going to plead the fifth, because I think it's incumbent upon the musician to make what they can out of a song. You know, we've already done Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I think that's just about my favorite. But I'll just let the others fall where they may.
Okay. Well, I promised our listeners some songs that they probably are not familiar with. So you've got another one, one that Bessie Smith recorded.
Yes, 1925. Early Bessie Smith. It was, quite a hit for her. It's called At the Christmas Ball. One, two, one, two, three. Christmas comes but once a year, and to me it brings good cheer, and to everyone who likes wine and beer. Happy New Year is after that. Happy I'll be, that is a fact. That is why I like to hear folks who say that Christmas is here. Christmas bells will ring real soon, even in the afternoon. You'll hear those chime bells ring at the Christmas ball. Everyone will watch their step, or they will lose their rep. Everybody's full of pep at the Christmas ball. No one too far, don't you dare to stop. If your partner don't act fair, don't worry, there's some more over there. Taking a chance everywhere at the Christmas bar.
That's a great song. Thanks for doing that. A song from, 1925?
Mm-hmm.
That was Becky Kilgore singing with Dan Barrett on trombone and Rossano Sportiello at the piano, and he's visiting New York from Italy, where he lives. How about another winter song for our end-of-the-year concert? One that I think should be one of the winter classics, along with Let It Snow and Baby It's Cold Outside. And this is one written by your friend, Becky, and a great friend of our show, too.
Sure. We've been on your show many times. Dave Frischberg, he's a cohort from Portland, Oregon, and he wrote this song in 1994, and it's exciting. I actually remember when he wrote it, and I love it very much. It's called Snowbound.
The north winds blow, it's 12 below. Streets like ice, ain't it nice to be snowbound? No place to go, hip deep in snow. We're all right, tucked in tight, 'cause we're snowbound. Yes, we're snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather. Snowbound. The good news is that here we are sucked in together. The corn is popped. The clock is stopped. What a storm. What a sight. We'll keep warm through the night, 'cause we're snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather. Snowbound. The good news is that here we are sucked in together. The corn is popped. The clock is stopped. Pass the wine, light the fire. 9:30, let's retire, 'cause we're snowbound, snowbound. Snowbound, just us two. Snowbound, snowbound. Snowbound, me and you.
Great song. A song written by Dave Frischberg and performed for us today by singer Becky Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and at the piano, Rossano Sportiello at the piano, and he's visiting New York from Italy, where he lives. Well, next song we're going to do, this is a really fun novelty jazz song. Becky?
It's a great song, and I'm very excited about doing it. It's called Santa Claus Blues. It's quite old. It's from 1924. And we actually borrowed a portion of an arrangement by John Sheridan of this song. It was recorded by a dear friend, a great vocalist, Banu Gibson. Thank you, John and Banu, for allowing us to use this arrangement of Santa Claus Blues.
The merry bells are ringing today, but they don't mean nothing to me. I hear the children singing today, but I'm as blue as I can be. Old Santa Claus forgot my address, that's one thing I can plainly see. It may be Christmas to some folks, it's just December 25th to me. me. No money, no honey to buy a present for me. Nobody, no toddy to make things pleasant for me. Last night my stocking I hung, just like when I was young. But this morning there was vacancy. No mingling, no jingling of coin. No picking on chicken, a pork chop tenderloin. And soon I'll hear the Happy New Year chimes. That just means that there's more hard times. Bad luck, you're hard to lose. I got the Santa Claus blues.
Well, Becky, I have to thank you for introducing us to that song and for such a great performance of it. And that singer, Becky Kilgore, Rossano Sportiello at the piano, Dan Barrett on trombone. Well, at this point in our end-of-the-year concert, I'd like you to do a song that is really about not being able to be home for Christmas, although it's called I'll Be Home for Christmas. Would you sing it for us, Becky?
I sure will. It's by Kim Gannon, Walter Kent, and Buck Ram, 1943. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Let's get back to our concert by singer Rebecca Kilgore with trombonist Dan Barrett and pianist Rossano Sportiello. It was a concert of Christmas and winter songs, but the year we recorded the concert, 2005, marked the centennial of Harold Arlen's birth. So we asked the performers to do a couple of Arlen songs. Becky, the first one you're going to do is it's a great rhythm song, and you're such a great rhythm singer, so I'm glad you chose this one. Why do you love it?
I love it because it moves right along and it's peppy and fun to sing. It's from a Cotton Club Parade 22nd edition. Ethel Waters sang it in the original production. Ted Kohler wrote the words, Harold Arlen the music, 1933. And by the way, that same review had Stormy Weather, another song that you're probably familiar with. But this is Happy as the Day is Long.
Shoes shine, I have my coat and vest relined. Take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell? I'm happiest the day is long. I haven't got a dime to lend, I got a lot of time to spend. Just a pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire. I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I got my peace of mind, knock wood. I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause the things I never see never seem to worry me. So I'm happy as the day is long.
Happy as the Day is Long, sung by Rebecca Kilgore, a song by Harold Arlen. And of course, Harold Arlen wrote all the songs for The Wizard of Oz. He wrote Stormy Weather. Becky, what are some of your other favorite Arlen songs, ones that you won't be doing today?
It was too long a list. It was a hard assignment to pick two Harold Arlen songs. You've got Come Rain or Come Shine. You've got As Long as I Live. The list was very long. So for the second selection, I chose a song from 1934, again, words by Ted Kohler, and Dan discovered a great arrangement that Benny Goodman used for this, so we were quite taken by that. It's called Let's Fall in Love.
One, two, one, two. I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling. Love is calling. Why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love.
I want to thank you all for some beautiful and moving and entertaining and fun songs. It's been a wonderful concert. And I want to join you all in wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Terry. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks.
Our concert with singer Rebecca Kilgore, trombonist Dan Barrett, and pianist Rossano Sportiello was recorded in 2005. Rebecca Kilgore's latest CD with guitarist Andy Brown is titled Together Live.